Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Monday the 9th of March at 6:32. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of the energy company SSE Airtricity, and we'll be chatting to the boss of Popeye's Chicken Restaurants as they open in Ireland. And all the markets as usual, including that huge spike in oil prices. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But let's have a look at the main stories in the international papers and websites with the superlative company of Russ Mould of AJ Bell. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, teacher. I hope you had a lovely weekend.
I did, and I will not, in deference to you, reference the rugby for England or Italy. Just in
rugby?
Deference and
don't
respect.
Know anything about it. What's that?
Oh,
never
no,
heard
yeah,
of it.
Yes, well, we'll chat off air. Russ, they're talking of bad news, there's been a huge spike in oil prices. Massive.
This is genuinely bad news. And so the oil price, as looking at it right now, was jumped by about a sixth overnight to around $110 a barrel. That's meant it's up by more than half now in a week. And imagine the European natural gas price will take another big jump when we see the first prices for that this morning. That's already up by more than a half in the past week. So you're looking at sort of four-year highs here. Reasons for this? Well, we've seen Israeli attacks on Israeli oil production, which the Americans are now getting windy about, clearly, because Senator Lindsey Graham's asking them to be more careful. Kuwait and Qatar have reported damage to their facilities and are now talking about reducing output because of the damage, but also the stuff they can produce, they can't store it anywhere because they can't ship it.
The intraday price is really interesting because about 2 or 3 hours ago, prices were at just shy of $120 a barrel. This is the kind of West Texas intermediary price. But then the FT came out with a story about the European powers, the G7, including the United States, but also Germany and France and the UK, using their strategic petroleum reserve. And that report alone has led something of a sell-off in oil prices. So now it's only up 15% at around $106.8 per barrel. This is for Brent crude oil rather than the West Texas, as I had said earlier. So we are still up 15% in an overnight trading session, but it is not as high as it was. And let's bring back in Russ Mould from AJ Bell. Russ, we lost you there for a bit. I've just been telling the audience about the FT article, which has just dropped, about the G7 deciding to use the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Yes, America's got about 450 million barrels in that reserve at the moment. It's got a maximum of 714. Joe Biden started to run that down during the Russia-Ukraine war started, to try and put a lid on oil and gasoline prices in America. President Trump said he would refill that reserve completely. He hasn't got around to it, though it is up a little bit. So they will try and put a lid on oil prices as they can in the short term. But clearly, the longer the conflict drags on, the worse the news gets, not just from the most important reason, which is humanitarian reasons, but also from an oil perspective. And reading financial market research last week and attending a few webinars, the financial markets are still really expecting this to be a very short conflict with a very modest impact upon oil and gas prices. So the most oil analysts are still looking at $70 to $75 a barrel oil for this year on average. So if we start to look at 90 plus or heavens above 100 plus on a sustained basis, then you will start to see potentially pressure on a whole range of areas, inflation, interest rates, and it will start to feed through into prices in other areas. You've even seen, for example, the price of urea jump by 50%. That goes into fertilizer, and eventually that could start to knock on to food production. So what we're looking at in a worst-case scenario is kind of the 1973, 79, and 1990 oil shocks when there were wars in the Middle East. They all sparked inflation. They all forced interest rates up, and they all did damage to the wider global economy.
Yeah, now about an hour or so ago, I was looking at the Asian markets, and South Korea was down 8%. Japan was off 7%. And I'm sure they've come back from those extremes, but it's a lot of red on the board in Asia.
They're off the lows. I mean, the countries that you listed there are big energy importers, and India actually down a little bit less at 2.5%, but the rupee is under pressure. The Indonesian rupiah, it's a big importer, and President Subianto's regime has been actually subsidizing energy It's that public finances are already brittle. If they have to increase the subsidies, then Indonesian government debt starts to go through the roof. And so the Indonesian rupiah is hitting an all-time low against the US dollar. So the markets, although they're being indiscriminate in some ways in that they're taking a lot of risk off the table and kind of selling what they can, they're being particularly quick to sell anybody that is seen to be an energy importer or most exposed here. So the contrast to that is look at the UK's FTSE 100. That's showing down 1% this morning. That's because between 10 to 12% of its forecast profits come from BP and Shell, two of the world's biggest oil majors. So some markets have got big oil producers in there. Mm. So you actually, all right, it's not a perfect hedge. You know, as Joseph Stiglitz said, the only perfect hedge you get is in a Japanese garden.
Mm-hmm.
But from a financial markets perspective, the UK is heavy in oil, and so that is giving it a little bit more protection.
You talked about some of the kind of concentric circles here. You spoke already about it could push up food prices, which of course will push up inflation, which of course will force the central banks, especially the kind of the ones that aren't controlled or manipulated, such as the ECB and the Bank of England, to put up interest rates again. This could be an economic shock.
Well, and this is why people are, in the worst case, people will start to look nervously back to 1973, 1979 and 1990, when you did get major waves of inflation in the 70s. UK and American interest rates ended up in the teens to try and get inflation back under control. And I think this is the worry. Again, it's filtering through to unexpected areas like the copper price. Why? Because you need sulfuric acid to heat leach the copper out of the ore. And one of the world's major sulfuric acid producers of sulfur is Qatar. Mm. And at the moment, it can't get the stuff out of the country. So there are lots and lots of things to think about. But yes, if this really does go on for a long time, and there's a whole host of reasons why we hope it doesn't, then the closer you get to a sort of inflationary shock that we saw in the 70s didn't go too well. And it's all we're already seeing, talk of do governments start to subsidize oil fuel bills, put a cap on them. The South Koreans are talking about it. Some countries may have the fiscal wherewithal to do that. Countries like the UK, Chancellor Rachel Reeves was talking in her very brief spring statement last week about having 20-odd billion pounds worth of headroom against the numbers that she wants to meet. Well, when the UK had to start handing out subsidies 4 years ago, that cost £50 billion in a year. Mm. So it will start to make do a lot of damage to a lot of finely tuned economic calculations very quickly.
You are going to be a very busy boy this week, Ross. I have no doubt about it. In fact, all people in our sector will be very busy. Thanks so much. Have a great week, Ross. That's Ross Mould from AJ Bell. Back in a moment with the boss of SSE Airtricity.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.